We, you, me. We've been waiting for a while in the Pac-12 conference to see who would take over for Larry Scott. And really, for if we're being honest, for a long, long time.
Yeah, a lot longer than when they just announced they were going to try to find one.
Yeah, we've been hoping that there would be a replacement for Larry Scott. Well, that replacement was announced today. And it appears, by all accounts, that they found someone, and they in the press conference or the press release, they say accomplished sports business executive, George Kliavkov. Well, yeah, I mean his accomplishments are wide ranging, but because he wasn't a well-known name, there are some media people, especially, oh my gosh, we don't know who this is. It's not a sitting AD. Who is this guy? Is he qualified to run the conference? We're going to hear some sound from him coming up at 2:20 today, and I think it'll put your mind at ease. But we want to head down to Las Vegas and find out a little bit more about the new Pac-12 commissioner. Mark Anderson is with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He joins us right now on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. Hi, Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Good. Has it hit 100 down in Vegas yet? Are we at 100 degrees yet?
Or I don't know if it's today or tomorrow. Yeah, it's going to be hitting 100 pretty soon. Once we get to 100, we're pretty much stuck there for a few months.
I know.
It's the one bad thing about living here. But you know what? I'll take our summers over a lot of people's winters. So.
Yes, indeed, sir. Yes, indeed. What do you know? What should people know about the former MGM executive, George Kliavkov, who is now the Pac-12 commissioner?
Well, he was pretty instrumental in helping Las Vegas get some pretty big events. You got the 2023 men's basketball regional coming here. You got the 2026 Frozen Four in hockey coming here. He had a pretty big hand in both those events, as well as a number of other NCAA events. There's a decent chance, and probably better than decent, that Las Vegas will get the 2024 Super Bowl. So he would have had, I know he was already doing some behind the scenes work on that. And, you know, he would have, if he had stayed in Las Vegas, he would have been one of the chief people in trying to get that. So, he's not someone that a lot of people know about. I quoted him in probably three or four stories, over the past year. But he's someone that those in the business know was really influential.
And it feels as if I mentioned the expansive background in terms of a lot of different things. What exactly was he doing most recently? Was he with MGM Resorts? Is that where he has been most recently?
Yeah, he's still there. Okay. He's going to be there, I think he said, for another 3 or 4 weeks before he makes the official transfer. He was the with MGM owned the Las Vegas Aces. They got the Aces from San Antonio, the WNBA team, and so he is the. He was basically the owner of the Aces and until he sold them to Mark Davis, I think in January. But even though Davis is now the owner, MGM still had the hand in that franchise, and Kliavkov is on the WNBA board of governors. So he's pretty heavily involved in sports.
One of the things that also jumped out, by the way, that's Mark Anderson, the Las Vegas Review Journal, joining us here on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. One of the things that jumped out at me is that in addition to, you know, his current work, and you mentioned bringing big events to Vegas and being instrumental in that, and when you're with MGM and overseeing their sports enterprises, it screams big events. But in addition to that, it looks like he's got an extensive background in television, especially cable television networks with Hearst International. What was it he was doing with those with that group?
Yeah, he was, and I'll admit some ignorance there. I don't know too much about what he did before MGM, other than what I heard him talk about today on the media call. Obviously he has a history in broadcasting, but I tell you what jumped out to me when he was talking about his background was his work with Hulu, and it seems like more and more streaming is becoming what people are doing now, as opposed to, you know, so many people obviously been cutting the cord. That's been clearly a big story for some time. And it makes you wonder what he's thinking about with the Pac-12 networks in that regard. And I think he's got an eye toward really increasing the Pac-12 networks from a streaming standpoint. That's just kind of my takeaway from what he said today. So that's something I think to keep an eye on. And I think, you know, he's got the Pac-12 networks obviously need the help. They just don't have the distribution of other of you know the other conference networks, and so I, you know, that was something that Larry Scott was supposed to do. That he had the background to do that sort of thing, and wasn't able to get it done. So that's going to be a big challenge, and it's not going to be easy. But that's something Kliavkoff definitely has to do to get more exposure to the conference.
I would agree. Well, listen, hey, Marcus, great having you on. Try to stay cool. Air conditioning is your friend, as you well know, down there in Vegas over the next few months. I do wish that's one of my favorite haunts every year to go down, but we usually go down in April when it's about, you know, 75, go squeeze some golf
good
in.
Time.
And,
yeah,
get out to Paiute and play some golf up there, maybe a little Rhodes Ranch. And so, yeah, it's 100 degrees. That might be a little toasty. So enjoy your time down there. We appreciate you coming on today. We'll talk to you on the road, man. Thank you.